News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Well, he was once kicked out of the party after the findings of the Man Tribunal. He ended up back in the party 2 years ago now. And a Virgin Media news poll has revealed that if Bertie Ahern were to join the race for the Oireachtas, a majority of Fianna Fáil's parliamentary party would back him. Could he end up being someone to watch in the presidential campaign? Gavin Riley is political correspondent for Virgin Media News. He's author of Inside Leinster House, which is available now in all the good bookshops. Gavin, good morning.
Morning, Jonathan.
I mean, are we really talking about this?
Well, the party members were, which was the reason why we decided to survey the members of the parliamentary party just to see how they felt. And if you look at a lot of the opinion polls, the formal opinion polls that have been put out there by pollsters, even though Bertie Ahern hasn't made any public comment, nonetheless, his name always features in them. And although he doesn't lead the polls, he never fares all that terribly badly either. And given that there appears to be a bit of a vacuum where there are some people talking about expressing an interest, but that there is no obvious frontrunner, we decided to assess the mood of the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party just to see how they might stand about a hypothetical Bertie Ahern candidacy. And what we found is that there is a majority of them who would like to see him on the ballot paper.
I mean, people obviously remember Bertie Ahern in his time in office, led the country into the Celtic Tiger, got out before the crash. But he was an incredible vote getter. People are probably leaning into that in Fianna Fáil.
Yeah, there's probably people who maybe of a slightly older generation who've been around for a couple of electoral cycles who, you know, aren't quite still accustomed to the idea of Fianna Fáil being a party that always is somewhere in the low to mid 20s and like to think of themselves as being back in the 30s and 40s. And if you think of it purely in electoral terms, Bertie Ahern does have that kind of romanticism where, like, they'll remember when Bertie Ahern won three successive general elections and he was bringing Fianna Fáil to the low 40s or the high 30s at the very, very earliest. So there's probably some sense of people, aside from, you know, the things that he achieved in office and aside from the blemishes that still carry him to the present day, there'll be people who will just think from a purely electoral basis, Bertie Ahern seems to be something of a vote whisperer where he's able to command a better affection among the Irish public than a lot of other people in the party brand these days.
We know there will be at least one Fianna Gael candidate, officially nominated by the party, and that's probably going to be Heather Humphreys at this stage. Sinn Féin are going to announce next week, Gav, if they are running a candidate. I would imagine if there was a hint of Bertie Ahern running, Sinn Féin would have to put a candidate up against him.
Yes, I would certainly expect so. And I would imagine that, to be honest, that is the party's leaning anyway, that they're perhaps more likely to run a candidate from inside than to take an arm's length support for Catherine Connolly. But you would certainly imagine that if Fine Gael were to run someone and if Fianna Fáil were to run a candidate of their own and it was to be a relative heavyweight with the political record that Bertie Ahern has, that there would definitely be an instinct on Sinn Féin's part to run somebody. And that might perhaps be the tipping point towards running someone for party leadership on either side of the border, whether that be Michelle O'Neill or whether it be Mary Lou McDonald, who, as we know, was once upon a time ruling herself out of the candidacy and is no longer now doing so. We understand we're going to hear from Sinn Féin at some point next week, but one of the reasons why it was curious to poll the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party members is that, much akin to Sinn Féin, there is no prescribed process for how you arrived at who the candidate is going to be. Fine Gael at least has it kind of written into its rule book that when they're trying to decide who the candidate will be, that there's a process and there's X number of names that you need to get. Sinn Féin and Fianna Fáil is very ad hoc, and that was part of the frustrations that we saw earlier this week, where Fianna Fáil parliamentary party members were openly speaking out saying, well, can you tell us what's going on? Because we don't even know what the process is, let alone how we're going to decide the thing. Or, you know, it might well be the case that Micheál Martin could take it upon himself to decide who the candidate is, and it's not even clear if the parliamentary party would get the right to approve it or not.
And just on that point of Micheál Martin, this would be significantly embarrassing for him. He kicked him out of the party back in 2016. And now if he has to endorse him for president, I'm not sure how that would sit with him.
That's true, but the one counterpoint to make to that it was also with Micheál Martin's blessing that Bertie Ahern was formally brought back into the party. And now that is a couple of years ago. It was to mark the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement, and there was something of an argument at the time that Fianna Fáil really wanted to reclaim its legacy as being the authors or the co-partners of the Good Friday Agreement, and they couldn't do that while Bertie Ahern was still outside of the fold. So he was brought back in at that time, but he has himself been appearing at Party Ardeshna in the meantime, and he has been very well received by the ordinary grassroots members. So whatever about the public discussion about his legacy that there would be, that no doubt you and I will get into in the weeks to come, there certainly seems to be an appetite in the party to have him back front and centre again.
Gavin Riley, Virgin Media News. Thanks for that, Gav.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.